Misa, yep, recording.
Oh wow, that was gross. There it is. Yeah, get her doing it.
Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to
Guys,
Faking
I just
Movies.
Found, like, a fat stack of money on my desk. Like, oh, look how much there is here.
It's a pretty fat wad. It's almost a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania wad, I would say.
Wait, this is a euro, though. Oh. Why do I have a 5 euro here?
Oh, I think somebody scammed you. Yeah. So
they slipped a higher value currency in my wad. How dare they?
Oh, I guess. Okay, so I guess I'm the asshole. I just assume that the U.S. dollar still reigns supreme.
Oh, no.
Nope.
No,
no. Nope.
Thanks a lot, Nixon, for taking us off the gold standard.
Oh, what a jackass.
Anyway, I'm Lee. How's everybody doing? This is Faking Movies, episode 64. I'm joined with my newly rich friend, Seth.
Oh, yeah. That's more money than I make in a year as a grad student.
I'm glad one of us finally got paid.
It's $17, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the most money we've made on the podcast thus far, so we're good. Yeah.
True.
Well,
fact.
You got to factor in the money we've spent on microphones and stickers that I keep forgetting to give to people.
I refuse to. No, no way.
Okay. Well, that was Zach, my other dear friend.
What's up?
I have two dear friends who I host a podcast with. Many dear friends, otherwise.
Oh boy,
this is going to be
a
an
rough
F,
opening.
Yeah, many of whom were with the three of us this weekend when we celebrated Zach's impending nuptials.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true.
Boy, howdy, we got at it. Oh my.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a dark secret now that will bind us all together forever.
It's not.
It's true.
It wasn't a murder. Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, if you guys donate to the show, we'll release it as bonus content.
That'll be
that'll
be the $1 million Kickstarter option, is we'll tell you where the body is.
Yeah.
Or maybe body, whatever.
I mean, yeah, but for $2 million, we'll go beat up Carly Simon and get her to tell you who you're so vain about.
That's very
That'll
nice.
Be fun.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Deep cuts. Love it.
She's probably not like as strong as she was in the 80s.
Wasn't it Warren Beatty or somebody shitty?
Okay, so she has confirmed that at least one verse is about Warren Beatty,
okay,
but the rest of the song is still a mystery. Only Dick Ebersol, former president of NBC Sports, knows.
How?
Excuse me? What?
He paid a bunch of money at a charity auction to find out.
Oh, this thing you're talking about is a real thing that happened in real life. Pay money and Carly Simon tells you a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I guess we could offer her the money, but I'd rather have the money and, like, you know,
beat her up.
Yeah. I mean,
is she still
alive? I
don't
want to beat up Carly Simon. Yeah, she's still alive. Oh, fuck you.
Whoa. Hot take.
Listen, nobody does it better.
Yeah.
That's the name of the Bond song that she
did. I was
going to
say, that was
Bond
the
name.
Yeah.
The it's from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yeah.
One of the worst Bond movies.
Sure. T-Dalt?
I really like Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, it's up there for me, even though it's not good.
Yeah, Jill St. John.
What?
Shout
anyway.
Out to our listeners who are Jill St. John.
Well, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're a little slow to start this week, fellas. For obvious reasons.
Seth has been working his way through that dissertation life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag
real close. Yeah. Probably just one more week of this bullshit.
God, that sounds wonderful. You should do that.
Yeah.
Like you have a choice. I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
There's only 8 chapters between me and that, so.
8
I'll get right
chapters.
On
That's so many chapters.
Mine was 3. What are you even doing?
The chapter I just completed was 44 pages long.
Oh?
Fuck
yeah.
Me. Wow.
Yeah, that's and then I have another one that's already 63. So
yeah, okay,
all right. So yeah. I guess off mic, Seth mentioned that he's gonna bind this and give it to us for Christmas, which is very exciting.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but I feel like I'm gonna have to. It's gonna be encyclopedic, right? Like there's gonna be volumes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
you can hide an entire flask in it.
Or several.
Ooh, when I hollow it out, inevitably. Mm. I know that leather bound is traditional, but can I have mine suede bound?
Mm. Mm.
Okay.
You want it to get real dusty.
Oh, yeah. <All right. laughs> I want to spray it with shoe protector all the time.
Oh, you should get some of that hydrophobic stuff that. So it'll like just repel water.
Oh yeah, that shit's dope.
Shoes and
yeah.
car seats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right.
Anyway,
what are we doing?
Well, before we get started, I wanted to mention some of our new friends of the show. So first of all, I wanted to say thanks to Tommy Oler from Let's Write an Episode. We mentioned him a few weeks back, but he gave us just an amazing plug on his show. And if you guys have not checked this show out, you really need to. I have continued listening. Boy, oh boy, do they know all the things that make an episode of Family Matters rule. so you should definitely check that one out, too. And also, again, I believe in last week's episode, I mentioned that I was going to be on the podcast Cinematic Respect with Charlie and Jessica, and that episode has definitely come out, so please check that out as well.
Yeah.
And give those... Give all of them follows, give them likes, and if you're so inclined, let the hosts of these shows know that you really want to hear them on Faking Movies.
Yeah.
Like, demand that they come and guest on our show, because we want them, and we're used to getting what we want.
Yeah.
That's not true
Would
at all.
Would we say that? But, yeah, I think it's the other thing.
Yeah, no. I am totally used to getting my food, and it's a little wrong, and just kind of rolling with it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
but anyway, check out those shows because they're really great and you totally should. And
the ebbs and the flows are something.
Yeah, we're gonna have a few highs, a few lows.
Yep.
This is the anti-bows of podcasts today.
Hey, hey,
all
right, Zach,
what are we doing this week?
I don't know.
Jesus, T Christ.
All right. We're doing a movie
useful this week.
Yeah.
Jesus wept.
Oh,
we'll
certainly.
Talk about it later.
Oh,
you'll find out later.
Oh, confusing. we're doing a movie that we've been putting off for a while in favor of other apparently very good movies that I haven't seen, but your boyo's been very excited about this one, so I'm psyched to finally hear about it. It's called Sky High.
Well, let's not say very excited, because we keep pushing it off for other movies.
Oh,
but...
yeah, but every time I say, oh, there's that one, you guys go, oh, like it's a big thing, so.
Right.
Yeah. The cast is fucking off the chain. We got...
You don't even know.
Yeah, we got Kurt Russell himself, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who's just lovely.
Kurt the Dirt.
Yeah. Cloris Leachman, I think... previous guest of the show, Academy Award.
Guest?
Oh wow,
guest. I mean, she was in a movie that we watched.
I feel like she was on. We'll
in spirit,
out.
Sure, yeah. Sure, yeah.
And
I want the zombie Cloris Leachman on the show.
She's still
she's
alive.
Very much alive. She was just in a sitcom like 2 years ago. And then
just saw her in Sky High yesterday when I watched it. So
live show.
I saw her this morning in Sky High, and by this morning I mean 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
sure. And then
all over you today, Zach.
Yeah,
I swear to God, if we jinx Cloris Leachman and she dies, I'm gonna be beside myself.
Fuck, that'll be very upsetting.
Zach, try to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I mean, does the day end in Y? God damn it. two of my favorite kids in the hall, Mr. Kevin McDonald and Mr. David Foley himself.
Yeah, we were like, Zach needs the kids in this one. Also, yeah, Kevin is my favorite, so.
I think, who's the like overly fey one? He's my favorite for sure. Mark?
You talking about Scott Thompson?
Scott Thompson. God
Scott's
damn it.
Pretty great. Yeah.
Scott's the best, yeah.
Total gem on Hannibal. He's the only one who knows that that show is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, I have, I think, five cutting room floor ideas that I was going to go through.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot. That's a lot, fella.
This one was tough. So I guess behind the curtain, we didn't record for a couple weeks, so I had a long fucking time to do this, and I didn't.
And yet you waited until this afternoon to write
one. I think yesterday is when I started coming up with ideas.
Yeah, he's trying to capture that Seth magic.
Yeah. It always works. It always works. So, I guess. Oh, actually, this one I wrote like the second you guys told me the movie. I was going to do a How High sequel answering the question, how high? but I got neither meth nor red in the cast, so I didn't really know.
Unfortunately, they were not in the movie. Yeah.
So it's going to be how high : sky high.
Yeah. Well, how high ? / It doesn't make sense. Sky high.
Yeah. Oh, it's like punctuation in Melville.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Take that, anybody who specializes in 19th century American lit.
Oh, me.
Yeah. Hey. The second one is Sky High, spelled SKYYHYGH. And here we're going to get tons of money from Sky Vodka. And the idea. Yeah, the idea is we colonize Mars and fight the Martians that live on the dark side of the Mars with vodka.
I don't think there's a dark side of the Mars because it does rotate it does on its axis.
I don't think Sky Vodka gives any fucks about that. So the only
default to the face of Mars, right?
Oh, sure.
The great stone face and have them live in that.
Can the Svedka vodka robot come in as a bad guy as well?
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, now it can for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've
and then Uncle Tito is just hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm handmade. Don't bother me.
I am here to have a butt and vodka.
I'm just here to party. Look at my weird vodka with a sweater on it.
You're just talking about the bottle of Tito's in my house that's wearing a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I am, but I thought that was a marketing thing for a while.
It was definitely a marketing thing around Christmas when I got that bottle of vodka from my boss.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and like vodka, specifically Sky Vodka, melts their horrible, weird skin, but that didn't really pan out.
Oh.
I guess in... probably not quick succession if I know anything about how this goes. Rat Race spinoff with just the balloon part where they go to the sky and it's all the things that happen just in the balloon.
So it's just Seth Green and that other guy?
Correct.
And a cow.
Yep. We'll stretch it out to a tight 80, probably. I don't know.
Oh, no. And then
this
a music
78
video.
78-minute masterpiece.
Yep. And a music video at the end.
Oh,
scored
definitely,
by
yes.
Steve Harwell and Guy Fieri.
Correct.
Oh.
Correct. Yep. We're going very meta. I was then thinking about, what's the Anna Kendrick, George Clooney one?
Up in the Air.
Up in the Air, yeah. And I thought, like, let's flip it and do a day in the life of a flight attendant and, like, all the crazy bullshit they, I presume, have to deal with.
Oh, there's a whole movie about that that's on the list, so I won't bring it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
That one felt too like a movie that
I'm talking about I'm
see.
So Excited by Almodovar. I'm not. That's not the movie I'm
clearly,
talking about.
Clearly, clearly.
No. Joke for no one.
Yeah, but yeah, so that one felt like a thing that
I... Oh, fuck with Almodovar? Come on.
No.
No.
Suck toes? What's going on here?
The last one was a biopic of the diaper astronaut that went and kidnapped those people so that she could go to space.
We talk about this diaper astronaut
a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Boy.
Like, we are keeping her alive in our minds, like... the only people on Earth doing this. Yeah.
It's like American Gods, but for diaper astronauts.
Can I just point out that low-key Lysmith is a fucking hack name for a character? I don't care if it's...
Mr. Wednesday is not much better.
Yeah.
It feels kind of Tarantino-esque. Yeah.
I'm not a Neil Gaiman fan.
I do like Aunt Nancy, though. Nancy? Okay, well, whatever.
It's whatever.
Get off my back.
Okay.
Mom. I like Sandman though. I like Sandman. I don't really like most other Neil Gaiman properties, but
I've not done Sandman just because I've been burned by so many other Gaimans, but I mean, I guess maybe I'm doing the whole like evil villain thing where I keep throwing my shitty troops out instead of just sending my best ones. So I should probably just check out Sandman.
Am I totally insane, or have we had this exact conversation before?
We might have had it this weekend. I don't know.
No, I mean like on the podcast. I'm certain.
I don't remember the weekend,
like,
Zach.
No, certainly not. Anyway. All right.
I didn't remember that me and you fell asleep holding hands, but Seth sent me a picture of that.
I also didn't remember that.
Yeah. It was adorable.
Yeah. That is pretty cute. I'm into it.
Hey, masculine friendship. There ain't no wrong way to do it.
Nope.
Except when your best man tried to smother you to death.
Oh, that did also happen. That was
so much friendship.
Yeah, okay.
Murder?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
we're letting too many Kickstarter secrets out.
Yeah. No good. That was the $25,000 one right there. So.
Whoopsie dizzle.
Money out the window.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, for $50,000, I'll send you that picture.
Yeah. Video, actually. Yeah.
Oh, the video of the smothering, yeah.
Okay.
So what are we going to do, Zach?
Yeah, what's the movie about?
You did a bad job.
Do? Right, those were all like kind of reasonable, right? Okay, so Mary Lizwin is a Make-A-Wish kid.
Mary Lizwin?
There's so many syllables in that name. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I ain't got time for that.
Oh, my God.
Could call her Mew and made a Pokemon-themed movie.
Well, I didn't do that, so you're welcome, everyone. Kurt Russell, single dad. Cloris Leachman, the loving grandmother. And she wants to be an astronaut. Note, again, she is a Make-A-Wish kid.
I don't think it's gonna work.
Well... So she has this rare bone disease that's somewhat crippling, like even too much for space camp.
How's she gonna like put up with those G's?
Right. Well, so I mean, she's not gonna go into fucking space. Like she's going to like something like space camp, but she can't even go to space camp. It's too much for her. Can't deal with it. So her story is so touching that they, parenthetical, our kids in the hall as the faces of this company. Decide to make a whole sort of Truman Show-esque setup, really playing the whole thing up for her, because it's very, very, very touching.
Is this how we fake the moon landing?
Well, stay tuned.
I think you're just describing Capricorn 1 now, so...
That reminds me,
I know I talked to you guys about this, but I saw the trailer for that Ryan Gosling, Neil Armstrong movie, and I really want the final shot of the movie... to be
Kubrick yelling cut.
Yeah, they pan back on the moon and Kubrick yells cut, and then in a post credits bonus sequence, Buzz Aldrin in present day beats up everyone involved in the movie.
Cast, yeah. Oh yeah.
For being shitheads.
That was really fun. You're referring to the video where some guy like tells him the moon landing was fake and he's an old man and he fucking wrecks this fucking guy, right?
Oh fuck yeah. He went to the moon. He can do that.
Like, yeah. But he was so old and he fucking decked that guy. It was very fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Truman Show-esque space camp-ish setup. They put her through the quote training and sent her on some fake quote missions. Weirdly, they keep offering her more and more opportunities for testing and one more round again on the quote space, as we say. So finally, they just keep taking her in without Kurt and Cloris towards the end, and things start to get a little weird for everybody. Kurt sneaks in one day and pokes around all stealthy-like, finding that they're actually studying her medically because her bone disorder might hold the key to quelling the bone density loss in space-bound astronauts. He reveals himself and is immediately subdued and killed to the audience's shock and horror.
Okay, good. I like that.
Yeah, we're already like second act at this point, like end second act.
Maybe a little.
We're blasting through. So he's killed, but not before he gets word to Cloris.
Cloris, you are pulling such a jest, dude.
Yeah. It's gonna be good. Okay. Cloris immediately snaps into my baby's under a car parent strength mode and just like walks in and starts wrecking house in this facility.
Wait, so, okay.
Florence Leachman.
I really want now a movie where can we just recast Ruffalo with Cloris Leachman for the Hulk?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, yes. Well, so I'm imagining, so like Mary Elizabeth Winstead has to be like somewhat child age, so this is like 90s for me.
Yeah, oh, when Cloris was in her 60s, right?
Cloris was like only 110 at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she starts wrecking house. She blows past 40% of the kids in the hall and decapitates them without a second thought.
Whoa,
finally
how?
Getting
just with her arms?
Just with her hands or something. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
She just like chops their heads off with her hands.
Yeah.
Double tomahawk chops.
Yep.
From either side.
Yep.
Wowzers.
Finally, getting to where MLW is being held, she dispatches all the scientists effortlessly and saves our baby girl. We fade out on her carrying in her arms through the smoldering ruins of this horror dungeon, and we roll credits on the instrumental bridge in Space Oddity. Boom!
Oh.
Woo!
That last...
What the fuck was that, man? Yep.
It feels like a broken lizard something or I don't know.
I mean,
you know what? You just turned me around on it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Or maybe,
exactly
or maybe it's a Kids in the Hall production. Probably, honestly,
it's
statistically,
the sequel to Brain Candy. Yeah,
obviously. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Except
this time Dave is invested, and even fewer kids are involved.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So on top of that, I had my first ending that I liked much less because it's even stupider.
Boy.
If you guys
want
to hear that.
Yeah, we got the bloops at the end. Is that what's going on? Yeah.
So first ending was, suddenly end of second act, there's some actual space mission that she's somehow uniquely equipped for based on her condition. Let's say again, bone density or whatever. We're doing like an Armageddon thing, and so she's learned so much in her space camp extravaganza thing that they send her into space, and she saves the entire space station worth of astronauts as the Make-A-Wish kid. Real life, actual thing.
So you liked that less than Cloris Leachman murders a bunch of people.
Cloris Leachman hulking her way through.
Yeah, I like
a
that
bunch of
way
nerds.
More than the second thing. Yeah.
You know what? Now that I hear it out loud, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, I do really like the idea.
Just picturing smoldering ruins and a 140-year-old Cloris Leachman carrying a person to David Bowie's Space Oddity and then roll credits? Are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, that's the whole resolution.
Yeah. It's good.
I love it. I actually love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, we should hold off before we rate. I think what we need to do is tell you the rest of the cast that we did not give you.
Again with this shit. God damn it.
So this time it was just that there were so many fucking people.
There are so many people.
Are there three more children vaguely around a hall by any chance?
No. There's no more children in an alcove.
Okay.
I have it pulled up, Seth. If you want, I can read it off.
Yeah, you should, because,
okay. So, first of all, so the main character is played by Michael Angarano, who really didn't do anything much of note, so don't worry about him.
Weird, okay.
But here are the people that we didn't give you. Kelly Preston.
Again? Ooh, I think friend of the show at this point.
Danielle Panabaker.
Nothing.
Do you watch the CW DC shows? She's on The Flash.
Yeah.
Ooh, one I do not watch. Okay, sure.
Okay. Kevin Heffernan. You mentioned Broken Lizard.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's in there.
Farva.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got the Mary L. Winst, which you've already, of course, know.
ML Dubs?
God, sorry. I should have had this pulled up better, because they have a real weird ordering for all these people. Here we go.
Yeah, they sure do.
Linda Carter, a.k.a. TV's
what?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yep. No shit.
And contact saleswoman of my youth.
yeah.
Sure.
Bruce Campbell.
Oh, Ash himself. Perfect. Yeah, love yeah. him. Love him.
Jim Rash, you know, the
Oh,
name.
Yeah. Jolene Gaydean. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. Emmy Award, or sorry, Academy Award winning Jim Rash?
Yes, he is an Academy Award winner.
Sure is.
And Nat Faxon.
Yeah, him and Nat Faxon.
Let's see. Lucille Song, if you watch Fresh Off the Boat, she plays the grandmother.
Oh, yeah, weird. Okay.
Tom Kenny and Jill Talley, who you probably would recognize from Mr. Show, and Tom Kenny is the voice of SpongeBob.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
Married in real life. They also play a married couple in this movie. And Patrick Warburton did a voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys were making jokes about him the other week. That makes more sense now. Yeah.
The flea. I think we're just making jokes.
I think we're just making Patrick Warburton jokes.
Mournful titties.
Well, that was Venture Brothers, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. It was very hard to decide who we were going to give you.
I mean, I thought I was cast rich already. Like, I was pretty psyched with the ones I got.
Well, you didn't even fucking know, man.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
That's cool. True.
All right. Well, what's this fucking endlessly stalking me movie all about?
Okay. You want the maybe one sentence summary?
It's
a poorly constructed sentence.
Okay. If it's not one sentence, can you speak it like it is one? Just throw some commas in.
Of course.
Zach, real quick. 2005, just in case you're
wondering. Yeah, 2005. It was 2005.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So, set in an era where superheroes are commonly known and accepted, young William Stronghold, the son of the Commander and Jetstream, tries to find a balance between being a normal teenager and an extraordinary being.
Oh, okay. I'm still picturing Mary Elizabeth Winstead as the main character, but it's this guy I don't know.
Yeah, it's this guy you don't know.
She kind of is.
She's the main antagonist, but it turns out at the end.
Oh,
well, spoiler. God damn.
Well, I mean, we're just about... Anyway. also, that sentence totally skips the main crux of the movie, which is it takes place for superheroes.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's X-Men First Class?
Kinda.
From
2005.
This must have been very popular, because like Kick-Ass was a thing around then. And like
Kick-Ass was not a thing for another couple of years.
Yeah, not quite around then. Well, at least not then, the movie.
I don't know who was ripping who off, but like this, like we can all be super with Dwight from The Office was like another.
That was a lot later.
Yeah, okay. Also later. Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Well, then I guess they all ripped this one off. I don't know.
I can give you a little more in depth if you're interested.
Faux show.
All right. So this kid who doesn't matter. Him
wrong.
Yeah,
skip
he's
it.
He's his parents are Kurt Russell and Kelly Preston. They're the most famous superheroes around. He's about to start high school, and high school is around the time like when you hit puberty, you start getting your powers usually.
Yeah, I've seen X-Men First Class. I get it. Yeah.
Okay. his best friend is Danielle Panabaker, but she doesn't like to use her powers. They go to school. They all have to like prove that they have powers, and fucking Bruce Campbell is the asshole coach.
Can I just stop you right here? Okay, yeah. We accuse you of doing Star Wars all the time. Is this the vice versa of that, where this movie is just doing X-Men First Class? Like, am I not the asshole because this movie fucked it up and did Star Wars X-Men First Class?
No, I don't really think it's very X-Men First Classy, other than the fact that it's a school for people with powers.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, this is quite a predictable movie, though.
It is. Right. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
This is a Disney movie.
It's Disney, yeah. Oh, okay. And I have some trivia about that as we go.
Okay, cool. Cool. Sorry.
Anyway, so they go to school. You know, they meet up with all these people. It turns out that main kid doesn't have any powers, so he gets put in sidekick class with all the losers.
Oh, with Robin and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, along with his. Well, and so Dave Foley is the teacher of sidekick class.
Yeah, of course he is.
He was all American boy. So he goes by Mr. Boy. Which is I love.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he was the sidekick of main kid's dad. He was Kurt Russell's sidekick, and he never talks about him. So he's all like, "Oh, your parents don't talk about me." Okay.
And Kurt Russell, both of them were genuine superheroes, and are
the biggest, most famous superheroes.
Yeah.
In the world.
Still. And so it's a problem that he's not with superpowers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They start learning how to do sidekick things. Eventually he gets there's school bullies who are real douchebags, and he eventually ends up teaming up with the son of his dad's biggest arch enemy fire powers, and his name is War and Peace.
Yeah, that's a pretty great name.
It's pretty dope. He's super cool. This kid's real fucking cool.
He is way better than any other character.
Yeah, he's the best character in the movie.
Oh, God.
While this is all going on, eventually he does develop his powers. It turns out that he ends up being... His dad has super strength. His mom flies. He ends up having both. Which both things get revealed to him at critical moments, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Like he had it all along, he just couldn't harness it, kind of thing.
It just hadn't manifested yet.
Yeah. Sure. And it took apparently a high stress situation for it to manifest.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a classic superhero trope, I think. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, also, I'm just now realizing, is Linda Carter Wonder Woman?
The principal. She's Principal Powers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't really know what her power was. I don't remember. Maybe she turned into a swarm of bees. I don't remember.
That's pretty dope. I feel like that was her power,
bees.
That seems cool.
So one of the trivia is they tried to give her bracelets like Wonder Woman for the movie as a little wink, and then Warner Brothers was like, "Fuck you, no!
How dare you?"
Yeah,
yeah. So she had to turn into Oprah's spirit animal, bees.
Bees, yeah.
Not just one person gets bees. Fucking everybody gets bees.
You all get bees.
Wow, that's a meme.
Ooh, that'll be a GIF
ago.
Later. Yep, that'll be a GIF.
GIF exists, bro. On Twitter. The main kid is his best friend, Daniel Panabaker, clearly is into him. He's clearly into her, but the cool senior girl, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, hooks up with them, and she's like, "Ooh, I need somebody to take me to the dance. Ooh, your parents are so cool. Ooh, ooh, kiss me. Ooh, take me down to your dad's lair and make out with me there."
Well, that's fucking obvious as shit.
He abandons his girl for her. Yeah.
Man, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is playing off type as an evil person.
Our main character was just oblivious of.
I think that's fair because he's a very teen boy who oh, girls are pretty, but I don't understand how to read social cues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't think that he actively dropped Danielle Panabaker
but what he did actively do is abandon his friends.
That's true. That is the moral of the story.
We're not positing that guy picks wrong girl, eventually figures out right girl is a new concept, are we?
No, Sky High invented it. It didn't exist until Sky High. There's a big convoluted plan to get the parents to the big homecoming dance, and that's when we find out that Mary Elizabeth Winstead is evil. All the sidekicks end up thwarting her. Turns out that she was evil when the parents were in high school, and her crazy invention turned her into a baby.
The pacifier, right.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Fun.
Not the movie starring Rock the Dwayne Johnson.
Well, no, that was a Vin Diesel movie.
Whatever, this is the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Team Vin all the way.
Yeah,
I'm
Team Rock all the way. Fuck you. We'll get into it.
We could do a mini up one day.
Two big beefy muscle dudes that I don't care.
Yeah. It's a very storied history between them though. It's very fun. Yeah.
We could talk about this later. The resolution is basically that the sidekicks save the day. They thwart the bad guys. Jim Rash is...
nerds win? Is this another... We're breaking new ground here? Yeah. The nerds are the ones that win.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Jim Rash is like the evil sidekick of Mary Elizabeth Winstead, because he's the
most fucked up thing in the world.
He found her when she got turned into a baby and then raised her as his daughter, except she was, yeah, it was weird.
Gay Dean, why?
He is wearing like a weird Jester/gimp suit.
Yeah. Ugh. In a Disney movie.
And his name is Stitches, and he's going,
yeah.
It is uncomfortable.
So Jim Rash in my entire life gets credit for introducing me to the phrase Jesus wept, but now I feel a little turned on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You didn't learn that phrase from the Bible or Hellraiser?
No, I haven't.
I don't know when either of those things appeared in those things. So
Jesus wept is in the Bible, and Jesus wept is in Hellraiser when Frank is getting ripped apart by the Cenobites at the end. He says Jesus wept. Yeah,
I really don't know character names from.
they're really good at Hellraiser, you could talk about Hellraiser all day.
From the Bible I certainly don't, and even less from Hellraiser, which we could really say is the new Bible.
I mean,
Clive Owen got himself
the Hellbound about Heart, man.
Or no, Clive Barker. Clive Barker, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love Clive Barker. Anyway.
It's not Clive Owen, no.
Yeah, I fucked that one up the first time.
So, you know, resolution happens. Main boy gets together with Daniel Panabaker.
Yeah.
Everybody's friends now. Yep. You know, people get coupled up. The bad guys are all in detention. Literally, that's what happens. Broken Lizard, he plays the bus driver, who is the child of two superpowered people who didn't develop any powers.
Yeah.
But at the end, we find out that he fell into a vat of radioactive waste and became a giant superhero man.
Oh, so like a Ninja Turtle or the Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good Farmer.
Cloris Leachman, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Cloris Leachman is the nurse, and she has X-ray vision. Yeah, where it's pretty dope.
How do you cast Cloris Leachman in a movie and not make her a very central character? That's just ridiculous.
Well, I think most people cast her as a non-central character.
Yeah, I mean, what she like in Last Picture Show, right?
She was
where
in
it was
a
that like super emotional, like really great thing.
Yeah,
she is known for playing supporting characters, and she won her Oscar for playing supporting character.
Also, now that I'm thinking of it, she's in Beerfest, a Broken Lizard movie where she plays a supporting character.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. She's the grandma.
She's the sausage grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh.
Gam Gam.
Gam Gam. Gam Gam. Why?
That's more or less what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like a movie that I yet again would be fucking really into. Like I feel like I like this.
It's like it's mostly fun. It's charming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Seth, what do you want to talk? Because I know I have things, but do you have anything that you want to bring up?
The few things that I want to talk about are, let me look at the notes. Oh, there's a weird tiny sex pest on the bus.
Ah!
And like this minute 7, just like in 16 can't.
16 candles.
That's the one.
There it is.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, there's a weird little sex pest who turns into a rock man later, but that's not important.
Oh, yeah, it turns out he's good at superpowers. Yeah.
Yeah. There were too many babies.
Well, when the evil villain turns people into babies, there's going to be a lot of babies.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't like it because there were too many of them.
Can I bring up my favorite joke in the movie real quick?
Oh, yeah.
So Kevin McDonald plays the science teacher, but he has a giant head. He's Professor Medulla.
He does have a giant head.
Well, even bigger.
Looks like Megamind.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. He does. And there's a joke where like he does science, but like the it's implied that he does evil science more or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Bruce Campbell is in the teacher's lounge talking to him, and we just hear the second half of the conversation. He goes, "Okay. But what if I told you it was her evil twin?" And then Kevin McDonald picks his head up. "Friday night, you say?" That is my favorite joke in the whole fucking stupid movie.
We see them later on that date.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Both twins are all over McDonald and so, nothing to do with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. Ain't nobody want Bruce Campbell's dick, unfortunately. So Bruce Campbell.
I feel like I'm picturing, like, Men in Black 1 kind of effects in this. Are there, like, goofy-ass CGI, like...
Yeah.
All over the place,
effects
or no?
Aren't bad. Like, they fit the tone of the movie. None of the effects look super serious.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I remember the thing that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Main stupid teenager, whatever his name is, scorns Danielle Panabaker, and so she convinces
from the Flash.
Warren Peace, she's Killer Frost. Wow.
Well, on Earth 2, I think she's Killer Frost, and then I stopped watching after season 2, and then I think what I was reading online is she becomes Killer Frost on the main Flash Earth also.
Killer Frost is not a great villain, but I mean, she is a Flash villain, so none of them are great.
No, the Flash does not have super good villains, but
you mean Gorilla God? And
Gorilla Grodd is dope as fuck, and that shark one is awesome.
Boomerang Man, like, what the
I just looked her up.
Boomerang Man, Captain Cold.
Yo, Captain Cold on the Flash is dope. Wentworth Miller needs to be on my TV more.
Oh,
the Trickster.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill played the Trickster in that.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Okay, anyway.
On the 90s series and in the current one, so.
Okay, let's get back on task.
Reverse Flash.
So, Danielle Panabaker is scorned by our main dude, and to make him jealous, she decides that she is going to go to the homecoming dance with War and Peace.
Mm-hmm. This is before they become buds, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is when War and Peace is still our main antagonist.
Because he's going to be the antagonist because his dad was a bad guy.
Right. And he's all moody and angry and has fire hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, And then, like, everything resolves and Danielle Panabaker ends up with our main guy and I don't care. But what should have happened...
Oh, yeah. We totally ship War and Peace and Layla. That's, like, for real.
Yeah. Because, like, God, it was so lame that she ended up with the main guy.
This is why I think they should have been together. So, like, Will Stronghold, the main boy... He turns his back on his friends at the drop of a hat. So Warren was mean to everybody, but he was always mean to everybody. He didn't treat anyone differently. He was just kind of like a bad boy douche. So, like, also, they had great chemistry. Like,
yeah, they really did. It was way better.
They talked about fortune cookies and Chinese food together. It was super cute.
Warren Peace can also speak Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm looking up Sky High people now. Okay, so the cover of Sky High I have seen several times before. It is very familiar to me. I just didn't, like, put it together.
That's a weird thing to
Yeah, it's very Disney movie looking. This main guy also is incredibly familiar to me.
Yeah,
I
feel like he was in a bunch of Disney Channel original movies.
Yeah.
He looks like the kid from Ned's Declassified, but he's not.
Oh, I was going to say, like, he looks like the main character's friend in fucking every movie about, like,
he looks
teenagers.
A little bit like Drake from Drake and Josh also.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Okay. All right. So he's not that guy. That's
he
fine.
Was in, he was also, I know he was in a movie with Jackie Chan at one point, but I don't know what that movie is, so.
He was in Almost Famous, apparently, which is a fucking really good movie.
Oh, is he like the Led Zeppelin kid in the lobby of the hotel?
He is young William, apparently. I don't know who that is.
Oh,
but...
well, William's the main character played by Patrick Puget, so.
Oh, they don't
shit.
Look
he was
anything
also
alike.
On The Pretender.
A show that you and my mom loved.
Yeah, 1996 to 2000, he was a random character on The Pretender.
The Pretender
right.
was on in this current millennium? I don't believe that.
Well, just barely.
Well, yeah,
what's the guy's name? Patrick? No.
Patrick Wahlberg?
No.
The character's name was Jared. I don't know.
He was a Pretender.
That suave-looking brunette fella.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jared, but I don't know what the actor's name is.
Oh, he's very famous. He's in that movie about
Michael T. Weiss.
Oh, Okay.
His name is Michael T. Weiss.
Nah, so I'm thinking about a different thing. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Anyway, we'll cut this out. Back to the things. Close. Back to the things.
But, okay. I mean, I mostly care about that ship and about there being too many babies and about, I think, you know, the like when the whole high school is about to smash into. Oh, the high school is like levitating.
Oh,
like and
yeah, well,
it's sky high. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I see.
Part of the evil plan is also to crash the high school so she can kidnap all the babies and then start a villain high school with them.
Yeah,
they really put a lot of on that title for like a very obscure sort of, well, not obscure, but like a brief plot point, maybe.
Yeah. Well, so, and then right before the high school crashes, the nerds and Will both save the day, so, yeah.
Well, Natch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure that that couple whose house was about to be destroyed, the lady calls the guy Jexter, as in Dexter Jexter.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Their favorite diner.
Nah, diner owner.
Yeah. Well, you're right, yeah.
I doubt his shitty diner is called Jexter.
Jexter's Diner. Like,
that's a stupid name for a diner. Why isn't it called Uncle Clownfuckers?
I know, right?
Why aren't they all? That's true.
So, I've got some notes if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah, no, I'm out of stuff because I like watched this immediately before and had just taught classes for like 4 hours this afternoon, so I was running on fumes just like I am now. So why don't you talk, Lee?
I like to hear my voice. I'll talk a lot.
Lee, why don't you talk more? Don't you get a word in?
So
Lee, hey.
I have to say for having.
Hey, Lee.
Yes,
Lee. Why don't you talk about your facts or whatever?
Okay. Although most will be opinions. So for having like two scenes in the movie, Cloris Leachman almost made me cry. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, she's the best.
She's checking, like she's doing an examination on Will, and he's like, "When am I gonna get my powers?" And then she explains that it might just not happen for him. And I was like, "Oh my god, yeah. This is so touching!" Like
she's like the Yoda of the whole thing.
So much pathos. Yeah. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So. The cast of this movie, they all signed contracts for a sequel plus a spin-off TV show.
Oh, no.
Which has never happened.
Yeah, no shit.
But apparently a sequel is currently in development, so I don't know.
Well, Hollywood has forgotten how to do anything, so like that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, this movie
was that a middling movie from the middle 2000s? Like, yeah, fucking whatever.
Yeah,
here's $80 million.
It was a modest financial success, so like, what's to lose? Yep.
I did just look it up. It cost $35 million and it made $86 million. So that's like not bad. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
This was the first Disney movie not to get a VHS release, so that means my Aunt Marge couldn't buy one of those giant puffy boxes when this movie came out.
Oh, yeah, they did have those plasticky weird things. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout
out to Aunt Marge.
Yeah. Love you, Aunt Marge. I really do. I love my Aunt Marge. So me and Seth discussed this briefly before we started, and he doesn't necessarily agree with me, but I think part of this movie, like one of the things they play on in this movie is like an allegory for a parent dealing with finding out their child is gay.
Interesting.
So yeah. Kurt Russell,
it's there a little bit, but
so the main boy pretends that he has powers at first.
I was gonna say the parallel is like, well, you're just like me, right? And then, oops, you're not just like me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then eventually he comes out to Kurt Russell as being powerless in front of his friends.
Interesting.
And Kurt Russell like goes through the emotions of, I don't understand. This is like this. I got to call the school. Someone fucked you over. And it's like, no, this is who I am. And then he like comes to terms with it. But then literally the next day he gets his powers. So like,
yeah, see, that's why I think it falls apart as the allegory, because it could just as easily be like, oh, my kid wants to be an art major, and I thought that he was going to be an engineer.
Yeah.
All right. So I think, I don't know, I think that my theory is seamless with the with the movie.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean,
keep rolling, you assholes.
But the problem is that as soon, like a day after he comes out as being, you know, a liberal arts major.
or gay, let's say, yeah.
Yeah, he suddenly learns how to do math and...
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of...
Becomes an engineer, so...
Right.
I think it's... I don't know, like, kind of any sort of disappointment narrative falls apart there.
All right.
I mean, so the engineer thing breaks down in terms of you do get to choose that, but like superpowers and
true.
And sexuality, you do not get to choose. So
I guess
I mean, so
no, I'm actually
if
straight.
If we're going
I'm
back
cool.
to the X-Men First Class thing, like the early X-Men comics are heavily
as a gay allegory, right?
Yeah.
Also, sure. X2, the opening scene with Iceman. So like, you know.
So we all agree with me then. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it. Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I've got two more things. One of them is about the movie, kind of, and the other one is a personal anecdote.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let's do the movie one, and then let's get personal. Yeah. Let's get extra close.
Let me turn the lights down.
Exit 407 off 40 East in Tennessee has a billboard that advertises sexy stuff, but we didn't find out what it was.
Oh, it's true. That was right next to Man Toys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that's
which
for
had
itself.
A picture of guns, but I'm pretty sure it was about dildos.
Yeah, also pretty close to the Lodge cast iron store.
Is that a bunch of repressed Southern dudes are like, man, toy, gun shop, cool. And then they go in and they're just like, can I fucking buy a dildo, please? Can I just get a dildo?
Please.
God damn it.
Please.
Maybe a dildo gun? I don't know.
I'll take
I don't even
care.
Know.
Whatever.
How do I deal with my detachable penis? I just don't know.
All right. So anyway.
Anyways.
that might need to come out. This isn't so much a trivia fact about Sky High as it is just in general. Mm-hmm. Kurt Russell plays the dad in this movie.
By far the most famous person in this movie. Well, maybe Cloris, but like...
I mean, he was definitely going through like a career renaissance at the time. It was right around the time of...
Sure.
Miracle, which was also a Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Yeah.
Kurt Russell, when he was a teen, like a young boy and a teen and then a young man, he was a contracted Disney star. So a lot of the Disney live action movies through the 60s and 70s starred Kurt Russell.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's how he got famous. Huh. Like The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, The Strongest Boy in the World. Those are all Kurt Russell movies. And then they got remade later.
I have no fucking idea what those things mean.
Well, you should watch all of them.
Okay.
Don't do that. They're not good. Anyway.
No, they're not. They're real bad.
This leads me to something that has been confirmed.
Okay.
Walt Disney's last words on his deathbed were,
oh God,
Kurt Russell.
That's it?
Yep.
No fucking way.
Yep. And
well,
and
he wasn't wrong, to be fair, but
yeah,
I know, right? Have you seen that guy's hair? Have you seen his waistline in Escape from New York?
Out of control. Escape from L.A.
He wouldn't do it unless he could fit in the same pants.
I rest my case.
But yeah, like people, I've heard people ask him in interviews, like, "What is that all about?" And he's like, "I don't fucking know."
I'm glad I'm here, but I have no fucking idea. Yeah.
I mean, like, so Walt Disney thought highly of Kurt Russell.
Apparently. Wow.
And also was certainly, I guess it means he was certain that Kurt Russell was not a Jewish person because Walt Disney hated Jewish people.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney, noted anti-Semite.
Noted piece of shit for a lot
really
of reasons.
He was a really piece of shit.
Yeah,
bad
quite
person.
A few. Quite a few.
Okay, so personal anecdote about Sky High.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was that. Okay.
No. Dim the lights, boyos.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wait, let me unzip my pants. Go on.
It's story time. Sky High in theaters 2005.
Uh-huh.
One Monday evening, me and a friend of the show, former guest Jim, and another friend of the show, hopefully future guest, Curtis, my friend Kurt. Oh, yeah. We all wanted to go see a movie. And this was around the time that we were really into sneaking into movies. So,
certainly. Certainly.
Yeah.
Monday into evening.
Booby movies where you can see boobies.
Monday evening rolls around. You guys want to go see a movie? Yeah, let's go. Walk into the movie theater. We're like, what's playing right now? Because that's what we got to go see. Sky High. All right. So we walk past security, walk past the ticket taker, go sit down in the theater for Sky High. Here's where we made our mistake.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Okay, so our sneaking into the movies was like, one friend buys a ticket and then sneaks you in the exit door. Your sneaking into the movies was like,
it's just double
middle
through.
Fingers, like, I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm just walking right through this motherfucker.
Let's just say, and here's a clue to where I'm from. Cinemark 20, what? All you have to do is walk with confidence past the ticket taker, and you are in.
That's a lot of theaters, to be fair. That's a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. We sit down in the movie theater, and we are the only people there. That's the mistake we made.
Yeah. Wait, isn't this self-evident very quickly? Like,
Fast forward about 2 minutes to the manager of the theater walking in and not even walking up to us, standing very far away and going, hey,
are there humans in here?
Can I see those tickets? And we all kind of just look at each other like, he goes, let me stop you. I know that you don't have any, so you can either leave or go buy some. Uh-huh. And we all just look at each other and we all shrug and we went, I kind of want to see Sky High. So we went, we bought tickets and we watched Sky High.
So part of that 86 million is just a little bit of you assholes like conceding the victory on that one.
Yeah, we credit where credit's due. The manager of that theater knew that they sold zero tickets to Sky High.
That is his only job, or one of his very few jobs, to be fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man! All right. That's wonderful.
Should we talk about ratings?
Yeah. Let's get into the ratings. So the IMDb rating is 6.2.
Okay, promising.
With 69.
That's my first one out of the eights in a while.
Nice.
69,000.
I forgot that. Zach, the soundtrack is all like weird early 2000s bands. Well, mostly early 2000s bands doing covers of 80s songs.
That sounds awesome.
I know you think it sounds awesome, Seth, but most of Seth, them are not.
It definitely was not. I hated it.
Seth
a
has
lot.
A stink face on right now, but that sounds very cool.
I really did not enjoy
it. The problem is it was all like radio. It was not all, because like They Might Be Giants does one and Vitamin C does one, but and Bowling for Soup, I think. But almost all of them are were like
Bowling for Soup. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, almost all the bands doing covers were like Radio Disney bands. So it's not like cool bands doing it. So, yeah,
System of a Down.
Yeah. Oh man. Fuck, now we're talking.
What 80s song would you like to hear System of a Down cover?
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Oh, okay.
Holy
or
shit.
That. That's also good.
Wait, what did you say, Seth?
I said Take On Me.
Ooh, that's so good.
I like, with the quickness on both of those.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun also, I think, would be a very, very good one.
That's not originally Cyndi Lauper. That's Robert Hazard.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's not. She just covered a song.
No.
It's not really a whole thing.
It's a thing that definitely happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, her version is the version. Like, so, that's all.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, who's going to go first?
Aaliyah's.
Yeah, I'll do it. Fuck you. No, that was to Zach. I think the real movie, it's something I've watched a few times on like TV on cable in the past, and I totally like enjoyed it well enough. I think it's like 6.5 is totally fair.
Yep. Mm. It does seem like a TBS cable rerun kind of thing.
It's
sure.
super formulaic, but like it does everything it does well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's like most Disney movies. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. As for you, I was
Wait,
not...
before you rate, Can you picture Cloris Leachman carrying a crippled Mary Elizabeth Winstead out to Space Oddity? Hey, please, can you picture that?
Hey, Zach, that's exactly the extent of my review.
Yes, yes.
Fucking dope that is.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Until we got to the Cloris Hulk out, I was ready to give you like a 5.5, but let's bump that boyo up to an 8.
Oh, we're doing it. Oh, we're really doing it. Wow. Oh, fuck yeah.
I love Cloris Leachman.
Yeah. American hero. National treasure. All of them. Friend of the show.
Every qualifier possible.
Every qualifier that we have for this stupid podcast.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All Seth, right. What we got?
Okay, so for the original, I think that, like, the IMDb 6.2 is...
Just thinking about Cloris Leachman fucking hulking out.
Yeah. Also, she's staring right down the barrel. Like, there's a glint, a glint in her eye. Yeah, it's fucking perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. So, I think that the IMDb is reasonably accurate with its 6.2, but I'm gonna bump it down a full point because of not shipping Panabaker and War and Peace.
This is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a 5.2.
Sure.
It's fine. It's like a fine movie. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's formulaic. It's whatever.
Yeah.
So
it does not sound like a Seth movie, certainly. Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's a little too family friendly and not psychological horror enough for me.
Correct, yeah.
Whereas Zachariah, I assume your full name is.
Well, close enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't your full name actually Zach? Like, you changed it, right?
No, my full name is Zachary. And I changed it several times. Well, I changed it at least twice from that, yeah.
I meant, like, legally.
Yeah, legally.
Oh, no, never legally, no.
Oh, okay, so... Yeah. As for Zach Thuzula's...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's very good.
Yeah, for Zach Thuzula's movie, you know, much like Lee, I was going to just shit all over you forever. Then it turned into more of like this Broken Lizard sort of situation, which I like better. And then you had Cloris Leachman just punch through somebody's face.
She knocked people's fucking heads off.
Not only two somebody's, and they were two kids in the hall.
I
reservoir agree. Or whatever the fuck.
Which I'm super happy about. Okay, so for your like second half of your movie where it just goes crazy town bazonker pants, you're gonna get a 6.8. That's about the best I can do. I'm sorry, it was not well thought out.
It was not nice-ish.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll take it.
But your disappointment invigorated me. You got a 6.9.
Nice. Oh, friend of the show Lucas is gonna hate that.
Yeah, we just recently learned he is not a fan.
He really hates that. We spent like 18 hours in the car with him, and he was happy every time that I set the cruise control at 69.
Nice.
And just started screaming, nice. So,
yeah.
Have fun with that, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, buddy. So, Zach, what's next time?
Next week we have, I think, let's say both friend and enemy of the show. She's been very critical, but she's also helped me out quite a bit on, let's say, the Pajama Game. Frenemy of the show, Tiff.
End of the show. No, that didn't work.
What? Oh, you did frenemy backwards? Yeah, that was.
Well, I did the other parts of the words.
Right. Yeah. No, that's no good.
Let's move on. Let's not frenemy roll around in my shame.
Frenemy of the show. Frenemy of the show, Tiff.
Terrible.
She, I think, much like my sister, has not seen an amazing amount of movies. A criminal amount of movies. And so she presented us with a list that is truly wonderful and I think is going to be back several times. But we picked the wildly famous Jerry Maguire for the next one. Yeah, that's going to be something for sure. I'm very excited. Yeah.
I'm not excited to watch it, but
no, not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't it wasn't it's a bit upsetting in 1990 whatever, but I think I fucked it up. We can't let her listen to this one. But yeah, it's
she won't listen to it before we record, so it's fine.
That's true. It's okay. That's true. Yeah, any cruise though is
I'm a very hit and miss with this director kind of guy. So like
yeah, agree.
Wait, who was the director on this?
Cameron Crowe.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like thinking Cuba Gooding Jr. fucking knocked it out of the park and then everybody
so
else
did the
was
Academy,
like
so he won an Oscar for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So oh, we'll assess thing. That next time.
Yeah.
Boy, this is just such high energy. This right here, this ending.
We'll just.
Hey guys, I just found a wad of cash on my desk. Wait a second, there's a euro in here.
Yeah. Okay, that's gotta be the cut.
That's just perfect. Just couldn't be better.